Ladies and gentlemen, what you've been anticipating, it's Media Cartel. Yours truly, Ozzy Oz, Mr. Ripper. The show is simply called Media Cartel, all across the board. So hit us up, Media Cartel Mix Show, gmail.com, Media Cartel, whether it's IG, Facebook, YouTube, subscribe, like, and you too will be part of the cartel. But in the meantime, between time, let's go ahead and jump into it, because it's probably a lot that I missed and probably a lot that still need to get a hold to. Starting off the top with the RIPs. You have a listing over there?
Yeah. I thought you had some.
Even though I didn't agree with his philosophies, Rush.
Oh, yeah. That's probably the only one I didn't have.
Yeah. Rush Limbaugh.
I bet he's changing his philosophies now.
Stop it, boy. Stop it.
But anyway.
How much it change?
Yeah. Oh, man. Big ups to my dog, Jeezy, man. Gotta say, R.I.P., man. Mother just passed away.
Oh, damn.
Yeah. Not Jeezy, his mother.
Mm-hmm.
I was looking down. Let me know.
Right.
Yeah.
I know she struggled back and forth with stuff, but yeah.
Yeah. That's not neither here nor there, but rest in peace to her.
Yeah. Yes.
That's sad way. So at least he got an old girl to help him get through everything.
True.
His fiance.
Former R&B singer. I'm talking about.
Oh, I thought you were saying she was a former.
No.
Yeah, because, you know, her castmate is a former R&B, so I thought you was getting it mixed up. That's what popped in my head.
Oh, no, I didn't know that. I don't.
The girl from 3LW is on the show with her.
Oh. Mm-mm. Oh, okay. That's cool. But no, the former group member of
Idea
stabbed to death in Houston.
Yeah, that's crazy. Mm-hmm. And he's from Houston, right?
Yeah, he's from Houston.
And that's where the group came out of,
yeah.
Okay. Swab.
Was it Swab?
Yeah, Swab. SWAB. Okay. Swab was the one. Yeah, Swab.
Okay.
Yeah. The ladies used to love Swab.
Excuse me.
He pretty much, Swab was pretty much Idea was pretty much
the basis for Pretty Ricky.
No, they was pretty much, I'm not saying about the sound, but the popularity, they basically was the same, they was before, because they came out in the 90s, but then Puffy dropped, after Biggie and them, the
112?
Yeah, 112. They basically was like the 112.
Right, okay.
I'm not saying the music, but the style and how the women embraced them. And
they were still hood. R&B,
yeah, there you
smooth,
go. Yeah,
rugged. Yeah,
yeah. It had a variety of pitch ranges.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah. In which might have started the whole trend, because after that, then you had Jagged Edge.
True.
Yeah, because before then you had the grown men groups. I guess you can't call them boy groups, but grown, because they were grown.
grown men.
I mean, that's not the
right,
name.
Right.
But
yeah, no, I feel you. I feel you.
They shied away from the lower pitches.
Right.
They all had the heavy,
Novatos.
Like boys and men, like they had the heavier end of pitches, They shied away from them,
True.
R.I.P. That was, he was murdered, actually.
Yep. Stabbed.
Yeah. Walking to the store.
Yeah, I think, going to the corner store.
Yeah.
Southwest Houston. Well, Houston ain't no joke either. Niggas be sleeping. Nicki Minaj's father was reported killed in a hit and run accident.
And they caught those white dude.
They did?
Caught him yesterday.
Okay. That part I didn't catch. I know heard they were looking.
Yeah, white dude,
Wow.
Older white dude.
Man. Did you have any more?
No, that was it for that. I was going to talk about the Gorilla Glue saga.
Yeah, I was going to say my last rest in peace. Last but not least, the Gorilla Glue girl. her GoFundMe account.
What happened?
It's dead. It's under investigation. They done froze the her.
Why'd they put on investigation?
Because
she doesn't need wigs no more.
Oh damn!
I wasn't being funny.
I'm not quite sure. Because
you had to be specific.
When I did for the GoFundMes.
Yeah, you had to be specific.
Oh, that, like I say, again, I saw the article on my way here. I just snapshotted, but it said that she asked for $1,500. She ended up getting like $23,000. Mm. So she claimed she was going to do the 20 to the doctor that did the...
To his charity, not to him.
To his charity, excuse me.
And then again, they might have froze it. To a two things they do, they freeze it when they feel like that's more than enough, because other people on the platform need,
right,
and also they do freeze it to make sure that since she announced that she was gonna donate the money,
right,
that it gets to
the proper place and not, yeah,
but usually yeah. What happens, they do write the check, they won't write the check to her, they'll,
right,
they'll send it.
So I saw it on the way here. I didn't go through the whole article. I just,
but also you got to be specific, since they don't take. What's the other site? I don't think nobody uses it anymore. The one before it came out before GoFundMe. I forgot the name of it. It was I can't think of the name, but it was the OG, the original, mm-hmm. before GoFundMe. But they take a percentage of it. But when GoFundMe came, they don't take a percentage, but they are more strict. You got to be more specific
on what you. Yeah. Yeah,
and of course, if it's something not lining with their values or policy, I should say not values, but policy. They will take it off and refund the people their money.
Oh, okay.
But she did say she was getting it for wigs.
Oh, and now that she doesn't need wigs.
And anymore. I was going to say she doesn't need a wig. The dude, doctor was actually disabled. But that's for now. I mean, I'm pretty sure she did some cuticle damage.
I'm quite sure.
And yeah. So no telling what might actually fall out or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So you say you ain't read the article, so that's.
Yeah, I didn't go through the whole article. I just saw it.
But she did. And she is selling merch now.
Ah. What she got?
And she has the manager, entertainment manager.
Why?
I guess she's going to capitalize on the situation.
Mm.
But she is selling merch. She got hoodies, sweatshirt. They're pretty expensive.
I'm quite sure.
And she's also
trying to get it.
She came.
That's that New Orleans hustle.
She came with a bad slogan. She's been better off of mine, but hers is bonded for life. I mean, she better off if she was selling that icky sticky. I mean, that right does more catchy. Icky sticky.
Everybody may not get it.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
buying it for life.
Yeah, pretty kind of boring. But you could do a lot of graphics with the icky sticky.
Right.
But I'm gonna tell you what merch is selling. That
yeah,
I don't know.
Should have just had to stick with me.
I don't know if Bernie Sanders is selling it or somebody else might be selling it, but that Bernie Sanders merch is selling a lot. I see a lot of people
about the
wearing that
the coat. Was it the coat or
the
gloves?
The gloves. Him with how you sitting at inauguration like that. I mean, not only putting it the meme everywhere, but I'm seeing it on shirts, everything, sweaters, yeah. Mm-hmm. That's selling, so I guess he figured, hell, he could do it. I can say, I don't know if Bernie's actually personally doing it, but yeah.
Yeah, I'm just, while you were talking, I'm just glancing through the article. Don't want to read the whole thing. It was saying, because it was set up early for pledges to help with medical bills and buying wigs.
But I told
now
you.
It's
told you.
Now it's declared that the donations
are no longer needed.
The company has withdrawn. Yeah, it's a lengthy, but yeah.
Yeah, I told you.
That's what it is.
I told you they do that. So now she can redo one. And
so they're saying it's still under investigation because she changed, you know, like say changed to say that she was going to do the donation, she had, you know, she didn't have to do the medical expenses. And once again, I'm breezing over this article, people. So But you know, she's, you know, she had, you know, she went out to California, but there were still other small expenses. But she was saying she still didn't need the whole $2,300.
So they might
gonna give him, give the doctor the $20.
And also, and the, I guess, the charity she's getting to is the doctor's charity, newly started charity.
Oh, really? Oh, okay. Okay.
Not saying there's something there, but
right, right, right.
It's just, it's a flag,
right?
Mm-hmm. Maria Holmes.
Who?
Maria Holmes. You should remember her name. Mm-mm. The black, the black chick from North Carolina, the one that hit the Powerball.
Oh,
yeah.
What about her?
Well, remember she had the dude that was the fiance. Well, he became a fiance afterwards, but she kept bailing out of jail.
Right.
Well, fast forward. He's now suing her.
What?
He's in prison. He end up whatever happened. He end up getting, he must have had damn sure good lawyer, but he didn't get 7 years in the feds.
He only got 7 years.
Yeah. So he had a damn good lawyer. He worked it out. So, and we're talking about this dude was heavy. He had a lot. He had large quantities of heroin. Mm. He was heavy. But apparently he's suing her because while he was out on trial, while on bail or whatever, he started up a car business.
Okay.
And she bought the property for him. You know, his fiance, she bought the property for him. She bought started the business and, you know, got the business started for him, whatever. And bought him some cars, I guess a couple cars he had, and clothes and stuff. Mm. She basically has sold his property and his cars and gave away all his clothes and gave the business to somebody.
Now,
because she ended up moving. She's now, I forgot what they said, she's in Washington. And so, she's with somebody else now.
That's where I get ready to go. Hold on. So, she transferred the relationship and the property and the money.
Yeah, I'm she being ended up funny, leaving. She even leaving
him.
So and that, remember, she bought that big plantation mansion.
I can't remember all of this, but yeah. Mm-hmm. But how?
And she didn't know it was a plantation. It was a big thing about that.
Most of the area. But anyway, that's a whole nother story. But yeah, so he's suing her?
Yeah.
Was he in jail when she bought it?
No. He was out on bail. He was working. But
when?
Because this happened way back.
Yeah, it's been like years, yeah.
2014.
And then she hit it like twice or three? No.
She hit this. It was like the second or third biggest Powerball.
Oh, okay. But yeah. All right.
Yeah, it was like 300 and something of my bad, almost 500 million. She ended up getting like
so. Do you 300. Think you think he has a case?
Well, I don't know if he has a case, but what I'm thinking is a lot of people were saying, "Oh, that's fucked up." But what I'm thinking is probably was his money anyway. Because we're not talking about somebody that got caught with a bag, an ounce of heroin,
right?
No, this dude
basically
this
was able to clean it.
And this ain't from the state. This one. Fed. So, and then it also gave me information that, remember, I think we mentioned on podcast, or I didn't know, because remember they were saying, like, why she keep bailing them out?
Mm-hmm.
All I was thinking was, like, how do we know that she's using her own money?
Right.
I mean, she's using her own money, but he's probably giving it back to her.
Right.
Because he definitely got it from what they're saying that he was
cleaning.
Yeah, and that's the problem, because he probably had the cash, but he couldn't. When you're on the Fed, they give you money. You can't take it up there. They're going to trace wherever the money came. You got to show where it came from. And she was able to do that, so that kind of fucked them up.
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't mention anything about that money. They said that she didn't pay outright. I don't know. Like I said, we didn't know how every state has a different bond, how you do it. Some you can pay outright. Some you have to use a bond. Some you can't.
Right,
but apparently so now I know what she did. She spent $600,000, So he got bonded out maybe like 5 or 6 times on me, different $1 million bonds. So mm-hmm. they used to bond me. Now, she probably had to. You know, like I said, I don't know. Some states right, are like right, that. Right. But if she had used her, she would have got it back in Florida. But like I said, every state's different. But I'm thinking that $600,000. So all the millions, so all that shit, people were saying she was crazy. So all the millions she put got him out on bond, it only cost her $600,000. But mm-hmm. I'm thinking that was his money anyway. Right. Because neither one of them is like mentioning it.
Right.
So
exactly.
So if you did not even worry about it, sitting down, that tell him that probably was his cash, like I said, from the get go.
Mm-hmm.
So he was saying property he had to move before he went to prison, mm-hmm. he shifted all the properties in her name.
Gotcha.
To make for the fed,
they couldn't fuck with his shit.
Yeah, yeah. So he did transfer everything in her name, and since which was legal because they was to be married. And she sold the stuff up on it without telling him off. Oh, he gave her power of attorney over his business because the business was going. It was still he had people in place to keep running the business. So he should put everything in her name. Put and gave her power of attorney because they were getting married.
Right.
And she did that without him. So he does have a little case now. All right, in.
So were they married or they were getting married?
They were getting married.
Oh, okay. Right.
But he did give her power of attorney. And right, this is right, what right. she did. She went and sold all his stuff.
After, yeah, gotcha. Yeah, he may have a little something on his hands that he can.
Mm. He will be out in 2 years.
Mm. How much? It was a lot of stuff, wasn't it, that he got caught with?
Yeah, it was a lot of stuff, but he only got 7 years.
It's been that long? You saying he only got 2 years left of the seven?
Uh-huh.
Damn, it's been that long?
Yeah, the release date is 2023.
Mm. Wow, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what's up. Well, might have.
Yeah, she won it. It was 2014 when she won.
I just remember it, but I'm telling you, everything seems like a blur nowadays.
So, yeah, 20. Think about it. 2014, 2000. 5, 2015 to 20, that's 5, and 2 more, that's 7.
Right, I got it. Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, you may have a little something.
Mm-hmm. So, see how that turned out.
Meanwhile, on the other side of the hot state, hot area, supposedly, Texas, it's freezing.
Yeah, badly.
Very badly. And, you know, it's so bad, and it's due to a bunch of different situations. Well, of course, we can't control the climate, but a bunch of the power plants and all that stuff is out because they didn't weatherize it and like they supposedly or should have, because who the hell would think hell would freeze over anytime soon? So that money for weatherizing and, the big turbines and all these different things so that they get power. They were just basically pocketing the money.
The crazy part about it, they tried to lie about it.
Right.
They tried to put it off on, I don't know who it was. Was it a senator or I don't think it was the governor of somebody.
Somebody
tried to lie about it. Maybe it was the power commission. Maybe it was the Texas Power Commission, which is, I think, is still elected job.
Right.
They tried to lie about it and say blaming it was on the green power because of the green power, all the solar power and the turbines that they built.
Right.
I mean, wind turbines, not turbines, not windmill.
It's a windmill.
Not
turbine. Still
a turbine. Well, turbine is a generator.
Okay.
I mean, windmill is too, but turbine, you know, that's. Mm-hmm. But the windmills, and they were saying because you couldn't use the solar because it was too cold, and then the wind wasn't blowing from the windmills, so that they said, that's like 20% of Texas power because they've been replacing it with that.
Right.
And so when that went down, that made the other part over have to overwork, and then the whole system. But then, unfortunately, that lie got exposed
real quick
because. The whatever they call the power agency of the one that's for the United States, they go around each state, whatever. Exactly. They're like, oh no, we told you 10 years ago that shit was bad.
And, yeah,
had nothing to do with that.
Yeah, nothing to do with that.
That whole system is fucked up.
Yeah, your whole thing was messed up. It had nothing to do with our stuff.
Your state didn't want to pay the money.
Yeah, and by the way, those same turbines in Chicago, which is 5 below, is still working. Why isn't yours at 32 degrees?
Yeah, the infrastructure.
Yeah, so it was just like, nah, can't blame it on that.
Well, we ain't no better. We supposed to been replaced ours. Not for cold, but for hurricanes. They've been talking for years, like at least 20 years, about putting the power lines underground.
Right. And they're slowly doing it.
Very
in certain
slowly.
Areas. But
Spots.
Yeah. Yeah, like very spot.
Yeah. But. Yeah. Now that the technology has gotten way better and cheaper to do it. And
yeah, because it's like sometimes... you know, the new part of the gentrification areas, their lights didn't go out because they're on a different grid than the ones on the light poles.
Yeah, yeah. Oh.
So it's like you can be in one same neighborhood and be like, why the white people lights on? Stop. And it's cause maybe because it's a newer structure.
Oh, yeah, that's weird. That's how that'll be kicking in your door. I remember that happened one time. It was like something like, I guess I was on a different grid in my neighborhood and like I was straight, and then everybody else's shit was off. Like, I had a chick over, and she's like, "Oh, well, I'm glad we got." I'm like, "Girl, you don't set your damn ain't Cardi down like that."
Exactly, and that's what speaking of which, like you say, alluding to, that's what's happening in Texas because people are going. You know, I saw a video. They riding through the rich neighborhood. I'm like, and they even got their traffic lights. You're complaining about electricity. Turn the damn traffic lights off. Ship that energy to somewhere else because they were supposed to do rolling. What they call it? Rolling outages to try and give everybody
some power.
Oh, for limited time.
This is how bad it got for the white people that I did see, the rich white people parts where it was out. Mm-hmm. This is how bad it was. You know they can't survive. It was bad. The white lady actually, she got on there and she was like, "We don't have okay." Well, they showed some black people poor neighborhood, and they were like. Yeah, they told us we got to boil the water. How the hell are we going to boil the water? We got no power. he was in the line to buy some wood. Right. You know what I'm saying? Long line. He was
long, yes. Yeah,
man, he was trying to. Why? She was outside the house freaking out. I don't know. I don't know what to do. All the food in the refrigerator is going bad. I was like, what? How the hell did that happen? It's below zero. Dig a hole in the snow and stick it in there. You dumb bitch.
Everybody that I was telling somebody else this, everybody didn't have survival skills.
Yeah.
I mean, they don't know the common sense of those same asphalt rocks and cinder bricks and just get a bunch of bricks and put them under a fire, put them in a pot, bring them in the house. That's going to generate heat. Stay your butt in a smaller room. You don't have to be in your 90-foot, living room to watch. Well, you can't watch TV. But my whole point is, smaller room, make you a little teepee, even if it's out of a tarp.
Yeah.
It's going to draw heat.
No, you're right. That's what we did when I was little, when I was probably like 5, 6 years old. I remember that happening. Like, when I was at my other grandma's house, and it was winter. Like, you know, during Christmas time, whatever, it was raining, it was cold. That's what we had. The wood stove was in the one room, but you had, like, the den, the Florida room. You call it Florida room and all that. And where the TV was, like you said, but when it was cold, you was like, you didn't have no TV. Just get a book, and everybody get around that little room, because you put it in the wood stove, because it was a smaller room, so it keep heat in there. Close like all the doors, everything got sealed up.
Yep.
Sealed up, and everybody stayed warm in there.
Towels under the around the
door. They had to tell them about that. They didn't know about that. Of course, I know, but they didn't know. They had to tell them about that. They were trying to survive.
I mean, everybody's, you know, like I say, people are blessed to.
And then they had at least 5 or 7 multiple incidents of, and most of them were white. They killed themselves.
What?
Not intentionally, but they tried, their power was out, so they went to their car to stay warm. Carbon monoxide.
Okay.
And they didn't take the car out the garage. They just. What the fuck?
Yeah, I mean, if you're gonna do that, at least crack it halfway.
Yeah, at least the bottom or something.
Yeah, exactly. You know, or put a put your dryer pipe on the on your tailgate. I mean, what you call it? Tailpipe.
Yeah.
Run it outside if you're going to do it that way.
90% of murder mysteries started that way. Don't they watch Matlock?
Exactly. Like, you did. You are rich. You have cable, so I know you saw some kind of show.
Yeah.
You know, New York. What is it? CSI.
Law and Order.
Law and Order or something. Yeah. It's been on some kind of show.
Yeah. What the hell? Yeah.
What are you watching?
Yeah, they had seven. And then the mayor of one town, it's not Houston, but it's I forgot the name of the town. He had to resign. You could tell he was definitely a Trump supporter.
Yeah.
And you could, I can say his.
Is that the one with the rage of, you know?
Yeah, his short.
It's not our.
His short lived life, political life is dead now, but yeah, it was short lived.
Kind of like.
He tried to do a Trump version or whatever, but basically he was like telling people, we don't owe you nothing.
Yeah, get over it.
Yeah, you kind of do. Yeah. That's the whole purpose of people paying exactly. taxes.
That's the whole, you know, you're supposed to represent.
Basically, he said the new version of let them eat cake.
No, not the let them eat cake.
Yeah, so, I mean, y'all know about the French Revolution. That's what happened when they said,
yeah, exactly.
basically
yeah.
what they said. they end up getting hung.
Yeah.
Him and his wife, so, yeah. so it's not smart to say that.
Yes, yes.
Said that then he went on another on the message board or something about a rant about I'm tired of people looking for a handout.
Oh, I thought that was all on the same one.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
And rants and
Yeah, tired of the handouts.
What?
Basically, you know, it's not our fault, you know, and we don't owe you anything, even if it was our fault, basically. Yeah, like you say, just deflecting like he was
he tried to run the water off of a
goose feather, just deflecting like a motherfucker, just bouncing it off.
Yeah, he tried to run the Trump game.
Speaking of your former president, 45, not that it's really him, but in Atlantic City, they've broken the Trump. What is that? Is it the Trump Tower? I don't know if that's a Trump
Casino.
Tower.
It's the casino. It is a tower, but it's okay, a casino. But, yeah.
It basically, it, you know, they exploded. They're demolitioning it.
Yeah, it was a lot of Mike Tyson fights happening then.
Yeah, a lot of them.
A lot of history there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he had a good run at that one. That was one of the more profitable ones when Atlantic City. But Atlantic City's kind of a desert. Not real desert, but it's not as popular as it used to be.
Nah, it's shifting back to Vegas.
Yeah, okay. That's what I was going to say.
Yeah.
Does Reno still work?
Yeah, Reno is it. But I think Atlanta City started a problem because it was a shorter distance to get there from the people coming from that coast.
Right.
It pretty much was they were short stopping Vegas.
But, I mean, I would think that it would work because you know, people out of the New York and Washington,
and they had the beach.
And
yeah, they had a beach.
It was like a, you know.
I was saying it worked, but then again, I don't know. I mean, analytics of it. I mean, it might go one day Vegas will probably might go back the other way eventually one day.
Right, right.
But yeah, I don't think Mike Tyson ever lost there, but he had some good fights though.
Because what's the thing with this is my buddy Trump.
But yeah, they I think Donald Trump been lost that property a long time ago, but I think the name was still on it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Larry King, I think we did mention he passed away. Well, right. his estranged wife.
Yeah, right.
She is contesting the will.
And the boys are mad.
Apparently, he was getting a divorce on her, so they weren't living together.
Right.
And unknown to her knowledge, he changed the will.
Wasn't it a paper written? It wasn't a.
But it was to his lawyer. And so they probably had his notary probably there.
Right.
Or lawyer probably had his assistant, which is automatic would be. She would have to have a notary public license. So it was done properly.
Well,
it wasn't like he wrote it and gave it to somebody.
Right, exactly.
It was actually.
Hey, Rip, when you go back downtown, could you drop this off to the lawyer's place?
Yeah, yeah.
It wasn't.
It was submitted to his lawyer.
Mm-hmm.
And it changed from the will that she thought she was getting, and basically she's out.
Damn. Oh, she's all the way out?
Oh, yeah. She gets nothing.
Oh, you gets nothing.
It all goes
divorce.
To his, it all goes to his kids.
Right. Yeah, okay.
And when she was thinking she was getting a bigger profit because last year, two of his kids passed away.
Right.
Right. We got the other.
I think it's still two boys left.
No, she's got two from, they're getting some, and he has one more.
Okay, one more. Mm-hmm. Okay.
It was five total. Oh, now it's down to two. Three. Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah, she's got two from him. Right. Two boys.
Yeah, I know she has.
He's been married like seven or eight times.
Yeah, a few times.
Mm-hmm.
What's up? Okay.
She's out.
Yeah. He's like, hey, you say divorce is a divorce.
Yeah.
Dave Chappelle announced that the Chappelle Show will be returning to Netflix. So the Chappelle saga will continue.
Getting paid now.
Yeah.
I mean, he's happy about it.
Chappelle said, I did it the right way. I went to my real bosses, the people.
Dr. Dre.
Uh-oh.
Apparently, he's dating, his wife. She's, I don't want to say suing, but I guess petitioning would be the right word. She's petitioning the court. She's saying that I guess the other house, that not that main house, but Dre's been living in the other house, and I guess she has clothes and stuff over there.
Right.
Apparently, his new girlfriend has been wearing her clothes.
Oh, damn.
Or at least her high heels, definitely. Her red bottoms, specifically stated.
Yeah, specifically stated.
Her red bottoms, her Louis Vuittons, and her furs, specifically. And she petitioned the court about it. And apparently Dre is dating, I don't know what's going on, all the women in the world, he is dating April Jones.
I know the name, I can't.
From Love and Hip Hop.
I'm going to have to look that one up.
She is. Everybody know, but you don't, you're missing it.
Yeah.
Omarion baby mama. She's got two kids with Omarion. And remember, she's the one that broke up the tour when they was on tour because Little Fizz, his other bandmate, started messing with her. And then that.
For real?
Huh?
That's what that
oh, don't know when we talked about that, he messed up
no,
the
no,
tour.
No. I know all. I'm going for real. That's who he choose to serve dick to?
Yeah. Nah, she's a beautiful chick. But...
No, she is. She's very money.
But get this. This whole, excuse me, he keep it in the mic. She probably, like I say, it's just TV. We don't actually know these people. They're probably playing characters and whatever. We don't know these people.
This is true.
Well, apparently the whole thing is not so real because she might be whatever she is, messy, but she does have a medical degree.
Wow.
Now, I was shocked to find that out.
Okay. Well, yeah. All right. I mean, it doesn't change my perception that she...
Oh, she messy.
She appears to be very messy.
Yeah, that was real messy, you know, with
just cause, again, like we say, just because you have an education don't make you educated.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Only reason why I found that out because she actually went back to work during the pandemic.
Right.
That's what she's been doing in the pandemic. Like,
right.
I don't think she's working for money. She's been volunteering.
For Dr. Dre?
Oh. Ah, you put that together.
Yeah, I did. Well, also, I don't know if you saw the clip of Boosie.
But apparently, she didn't have to work. Dre's been
doctoring on.
Yeah, and apparently, his wife wanted to stop wearing her shoes.
Right.
They have to be the same size.
The whole thing, oh, shit, it's the right size. Oh. I'm in here. It's just like going to,
Shoes for days.
What's the, swap meet, the Goodwill. It's like a Fashion Nova Goodwill. A person that just for me. I guess Dre like him a certain type, certain size, I guess. Mm-hmm. Lil Boosie was, you know how, does Boosie have his show yet?
Nah,
he needs one. They need to go on and get Boosie a show.
Hell, we need one.
He really live. Yeah, well, you know, he'll be the.
We need one.
Yeah, well, of course we need one. Well, that's still in the works. We're talking to Dave Chappelle for stealing all your shit, jokes and stuff, and you know, since he's back on Netflix. But two show mentions. Yeah. But no, I'm saying Bootsy was making the made a little post or comment, and they got on his butt again about excuse me for not having the name correct, Harvey. Steve Harvey's daughter.
Laura Harvey.
Laura, thank you.
He ain't say nothing wrong. I remember when he said
exactly. He ain't say nothing wrong.
I think we already said, everything he said, I had already told you.
Yeah, or we talked, yeah, we've talked like, about it, but I'm like,
damn.
You know, but they praising her, you know. For,
nah, fuck that.
You know, it's like, so, but they was feeding him the business for it, and I'm like,
how you think it's going to end?
Huh?
How you think it's going to end?
Which one? Her situation or Boosie?
No, they
because hers is going to end
no,
up.
Not at Boosie.
Hers is
going to
end up breaking up, and she's going to be with somebody else.
I don't know. I would say that they're gonna break up, and it's not gonna work. But I'll give her a little bit of hope because she got her daddy's there, and his daddy's Steve, so he might draw in the right direction. But the problem is, she's still real young. Mm-hmm. And she done been out there with that. She done had to taste the thug, so she going.
Right.
So I don't think she'll be able to flip it like Sierra.
Right.
Because Sierra flipped it. She was out there a little bit, but then she flipped it.
Right, right.
She went to your boy for the quarterback, and then she flipped it, and she been on straight line ever since. But I mean, that we know of.
That
but,
we, yeah, exactly.
but I'm saying, I don't know if she can be able to do it like that. Huh? Put it behind her like Sierra did.
Right. You know, but you got to remember, Sierra, that took some years, and Sierra's older.
That's what I was saying.
You know, the time of wisdom.
And the crazy part, I hate, yeah, my boy is a simp. And I'm down for my boy, Michael B-Joy. You know, right. I thought he great. I've been down supporting him ever since Fruitville. I'm like, yeah, that nigga, that dude. You know, it's just two certain black actors out, young with him and your boy from Star Wars. And John I always say his name wrong, for the European Bodega.
Yeah.
I know that's not right, but my bad, bro.
Yeah, exactly.
Kind
of looks like
that. I've been fucking with him ever since Attack of the Block when he was young. He was real young then, but I'd always be riding for them. I'm like, yeah, I hope I get more job, more shit. But, man, I don't know, man. It is a bad look.
Yeah.
It's a bad look.
And she's, again, she's a gorgeous young lady, too.
Yeah, but it's like, exactly what Boo said. Yeah, you fuck her, but you don't. Yeah, that's a bad look.
Yeah, you just keep getting traded.
I don't know. It's a bad look.
Yeah. Time will tell, as usual.
I mean, I can't really. Yeah. I don't know. We'll see how that go. Kodak Black, I guess he's all into the Trump game now, because did you see the new ring he got?
Trump ties.
Yeah.
Yeah, like a Super Bowl ring.
And now he wants to fuck JT from City Girls.
Didn't he diss her or something?
That was Young Miami.
Oh, okay.
Said he was going to punch in the stomach.
Yeah, when she was pregnant. Yeah.
So,
yeah, right.
JT was locked up.
Remember? Yeah, JT was locked up.
So he was at Young Miami.
But who? Okay, let me leave it alone. Yeah.
Yeah, now he wants JT. Okay. I don't understand that at all.
Yeah. He won't part of the City Girls, I guess.
I don't know what's that about. Maybe it's one of them clout relationships.
You think?
I guess so. Yeah, I mean, it's the thing. Like the baby and the girl, the singer.
Yeah.
Now they broke up, but it was all the clout shit. So.
Oh, I thought they were still together.
They just broke up, I think, like last week or something.
And what's the deal? And I'm trying to think of the other rapper.
Moneybag,
yeah.
They were having problems. I think they're back together, though, but they were having problems. And everybody had her, Ari, whatever her name is.
Yeah.
Everybody, she's been
passed around.
Your boy from Chicago, baby mama. That's his baby mama.
Yeah, you said that. What is it?
Dirt. Dirt. That's his baby mama.
Yeah, I didn't know that at the time. I guess I got to get up on my Love and Hip Hop.
No, but, that ain't on Love and Hip Hop.
Oh, okay. I thought she was from there.
No. Oh, ask your Chicago girl. She know.
What is the deal? Well, What was his name? Sahai, the Prince, which is he's a writer, rapper. He was basically, there was an attempt on his life while he was in Atlanta. They shot up the Rolls Royce, ran him off the road. He hit a tree. They were still shooting at the car. He had to flee in the woods.
That nigga would just have. Shot up his car to make it look like something. Nah, I don't know.
It was just that. What is he talking about? An attempting day? That was a typical day in Atlanta. What are you talking about? But yeah, that's what I was gonna say. What was the deal with it? Like, so I ain't paying for these mess up on this Bentley. You know, but I'm not quite sure what propped it, and it's still under investigation. But
I don't know. I ain't paying any attention. No more than I paid it. Your boy Lil Uzi in attention for putting the damn big ass diamond in his forehead. So.
Shine bright like a diamond. That is,
I seen the headline the other day. It was so dumb. Talking about he put it in his forehead because he didn't want to lose it.
Right. Yeah.
I just click next.
I say, leave it alone.
Yeah.
Since you did that, I think I'm going to do the same thing. Next swipe. Speaking of next, Cardi B, your girl, has made history again. As of February the 16th, she was announced for the single, what is it, Up? Is that the new song? I think it's called Up. I'm not quite sure.
Yeah, that's it.
Debuted at number 2 on the top 100, making her the highest debuted single track female
consecutively.
In I think the 20, of course for the 21st century, it puts her up there with the company of course Lauryn Hill, and which that happened way back in 98, I think it was. So apparently that's the thing. It's not too many back-to-back top rating female solo vocalists. So anyway, congratulations for her going up, and it's
correct.
Up and it's up. So still don't know what's up with the lawsuit though.
I mean, her and Offset seem to be doing pretty good.
Right. So, you know. They own Set. Right.
Kanye, they say he's not doing too good.
That's been a while, but what is he not?
I guess he's depressed. Yeah, amid from the the breakup.
That's been a while, but he's just coping. The reality is just hitting him.
Oh, he knows what's coming.
What's coming?
She's gonna be on it. She's gonna be on everything with different dudes, all of the. That's her thing. Social media is her thing, right. So it's not like.
Yeah, because her.
Like, the, not like you just broke with a regular chick. She's gonna be everywhere. With you. It's like, I'm tired of seeing
she's
this.
She's already. Her, Kayla, what is it? The three Kardashians.
Yeah.
Well, actually, it was two Kardashians and another chick. But what is it? Kaylee Jenner?
Kylie,
whatever.
That's Travis Scott, yeah.
And her and the other sister. So, I mean, they all Kardashians, but, one has a different name.
Kylie and her sister have different names. They're Jenners, but.
Right, that's what I'm saying, but they all the Kardashians.
They have different daddy.
But they have different last names. Yeah.
Well, those were there. Well, they're definitely not Kardashians at all, but they just fall up on it.
This is true. Because they have different fathers.
Yeah, I said it.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, we always just go, they're Kardashians.
Yeah.
That's and that's just a brand name. But anyway, F of mine ain't getting none of the money nor the insanity from them. Exactly. But the whole point is, they just did a big photo swimwear suit thing here the other day that I saw the ads for. I thought that's what you were talking about.
That's gonna get more.
Yeah, exactly. It's gonna get
more up.
It's gonna go. Yeah. It's gonna get a little bit more. She's
prerogatives,
right? She looks good in her mom dresses. Nice and cut, but it's gonna start seeing more skin.
Yeah.
You know, and
yeah.
Gonna drive,
yeah.
Kanye gonna end up in the crazy house.
Yeah. Or wearing a dress.
Oh, damn. I didn't go there, but possibly. We're gonna flip scripts on that one. Mm. You had something else?
April Jones, not April Jones, but Lil Fizz, his baby mom, she's on Love and Hip Hop too. I can't think of her name. I can't think of one right now.
I'll tap out.
Basically, she came and did an interview about the Dre. And I forgot to mention earlier about the Dre and, uh-huh. and April situation.
Right.
She's saying they've been fucking.
Ah.
And she was on the radio. You know, she's in LA. You know, they call right. you and do interviews and stuff. Well, apparently now she's came back. She went live the next day and is like, she's never going to speak on Dre, anybody else. Apparently, she's saying Dre has threatened her. I don't know if this shit is real, but she's very scared.
Uh-oh. Going to be another one of the, what's the thing, where the talk show host way back in the day? Say Dre threatened her, the one that was in the movie. Yeah, this is...
you're talking about the DJ.
Yeah.
The one that had been DJing.
I thought she was a video host.
VJ, not DJ, but VJ.
Yeah.
But hadn't VJed in 50 years and still crying about
it. Right, exactly. I guess it's the same
group. But I can see when she had multiple jobs and she had worked with that. You had that one job one time.
Yeah.
And it's been 50 years.
Yeah.
Damn near 50 years.
I was just saying. You're
still blaming Dre?
Hey, I guess old girl, like, I'm not going to end up like her 90 years later. I'm going to get this. He threatened me up front.
Yeah.
Wow. I don't know. I mean, Dre, let's be real. I mean, he's a billionaire.
Oh, well,
but he is.
He was almost a billionaire. And he definitely won't be now. And he definitely won't be nowhere near it now.
Well, excuse me. Let me turn this around. He is a very successful black man. But let's be realistic. He is still from the streets of Compton. So I'm quite sure he has mob ties, gang ties.
Yeah.
You know, he's not a fictitious. Okay. You know, but yeah. So it is what it is. I'm going to switch gears and go to our all-famous favorite bro that you need to hurry up and bring our series back.
Mm-hmm.
The A. Danny Glover. Danny Glover.
ATL.
Yeah, the ATL. He has, of course, signed a multi-year, what do you want to call it? He has a bunch of different shows that he set up with Prime. What is it?
Mm.
Prime Disney Plus.
That's probably right.
But it is rumored, and that's I got to throw that one in there very hard because they have not said which show and. Or if it is the truth, but it is rumored that he has hired Malika Obama, the young Obama, well, the older of the daughters. She's going to be on one of the writing team staff, or whatever you want to call it, for one of the Amazon. Is it Amazon? Netflix show.
Yeah, that's why you don't see all these ATL so because he gets paid out the ass writing. It's not black show. He's writing white people
exactly.
Show. You won't even know. You'd be like, damn.
That's him? Yeah.
And the crazy part, I think I mentioned it before, but he's been working straight out of high school.
Yeah.
The day he graduated high school, he was writing a TV show.
And he came from an arts academy.
Yeah, he came from arts. He wasn't regular high school.
Yeah,
He was
coming out of arts academy, like you say, most of the time they'd be like, we'll find you a job. Like, bam.
Mm-hmm.
He was so good in school, like, you know, straight out of high school.
How he shifted to acting was that he was writing for that show, the white show, white people love it. What is it? Like The Office is the other version.
Damn, I can't remember. Yeah, when you said it, I was trying to think of it.
I can't think of it. But it's like The Office had Chevy Chase on there. And,
right.
And he was writing, and something happened where I guess a guy didn't show up for the part or
you know, you black people look alike. Stand in for him.
Or the guy they had didn't want to do the part no more, and they just had him, like, fill in since he wrote it, and he did it. And this character. People acting like this character. Actually, and then somebody killed it. I can't think of it.
Yeah.
I never watched it, but I know what it is.
So?
What do you think about this damn reparations? They got the reparations committee supposed to be doing some kind of meeting. I don't know. I know we're not going to get none, but.
Yes, you will.
But what's up with this
coon? You got your $600 check. Okay,
what's up with this coon ass Herschel Walker testifying against the shit?
No, hold on. Back up. I ain't hear that one.
Yeah. Herschel Walker, his coon ass is...
Come on, Herschel.
He's a Trump supporter. And not only that, he's a Trump supporter. And he's there to speak out. And he's going to testify at the committee meeting that why black people shouldn't get... yeah. What the fuck?
Yo.
But... I'm not that thing about it because unless it's property or land is what I'm trying to say. Unless it's land, I wouldn't accept it. I mean, because what are you going to send me another $1,200 check? What the fuck is that?
Yeah. Basically, that's
yeah, if it's money,
how and what it's going to be.
Yeah. If it's money, it's not going to be worth nothing. Right. Like you say, it's going to be like we can send you another $2,000 check or something. What the fuck is that?
Get over it.
We're supposed to get 40 acres and a mule inherited from my grandparents.
So. Right.
I say land. You can keep the mule. Just give me the land.
Nah, I take the mule too.
you want all.
But I want it in the form of a. You know what? You can keep the mule. Give me a deer, a John Deere. Because I still got to work the land. I'm gonna make it happen.
I don't want my land to be in the country. I prefer mine to be in the city. So.
Nah, I'm gonna work it. John Deere make a construction.
Yeah, I'm not trying to grow any grapefruits and cucumbers.
John Deere make construction.
I'll put my land in the city .
Well, see, and that's what they're. I don't know. I haven't kept up with the whole reparations.
So it'll be like fuck Trumps. You know, it'll be Mr. Ribbons. What would you talk about? I want mine in the city.
Leave that R from. Keep the R and the P up there and store an I. We gonna. You can take the rest of them letters off. we're out of eyes. We just cut part of that U and, we still good.
Okay.
We're going to make this work, bitch. Just go ahead and give it to me and we'll take the rest and, I agree with you. I would want mine in property investment, something like that. But what they're saying, of course, financially, they can give endowments, but they can't guarantee land because land is not as plentiful as it was back then. And, everybody, has consumed it. So they can't grow they can make money, but they can't make land just to people.
Yeah, I don't want your worthless money.
Well, I'll take it with a very high stipulation. And inflated amount, so those
I wouldn't take it. I send it right back. I send them $2,000 right back.
Oh, I'm not even talking about the $2,000 now. Yeah, fuck that.
How much you talk to them?
No, I'm talking about the reparation has to be a couple of million.
Man, come on, everybody.
That's nothing.
Everybody in America, black person in America, they're not gonna get a couple of million.
Well,
if they did do that. Then a million would be like $100 from now on.
From my understanding, this is the trick that they were talking about. And I forgot what the bill is. Is it the 1047 RS? They had a name for it. Anyway, let me digress because I don't have all my information. But they were saying you would have to, in order for you to get it, the other stipulations is you have to be a direct descendant of someone who was still enslaved. And I guess you would have to have your family tree to be able to prove
it. Like the Nigerians or people came
over. Yeah, exactly. So it's like, So like you say, if you know your grandmother was born into slavery and she was and they're going to go, okay, well, it has to be proven.
It makes sense. Makes sense.
I say, what is that? Ancestry.com. We got to do your test through Ancestry.com. That's going to be $5,000. I mean, normally $5,000 is going to be $5 million. And we'll just take that out of the top of, just saying they did that. So everybody's going to get paid. But needless to say, as we talk about funds and finances and how white, rich, privileged people Well, let me back up. I'm sorry. That was very presumptuous of me. College student loans. Let me just start all the way over. They had the town hall committee, and you know, Biden on his campaign trail said that he's going to forgive a lot of student debt loans. Mm-hmm. He has said that he's willing to do up to 10,000, which is, you know, something. Hey, Trump gave y'all the $600 stimulus checks. He said, hey, got a student loan, we'll forgive up to $10,000. Of course, white people are going, no, that's not enough. We need at least $50,000. And he quickly shot him down and went, no, I'm not doing that. Now, you know, of course they got mad, but even in his announcing of it, it made a lot of sense. It made a lot of sense. He was saying what he's trying to do, it's set up, is basically all state universities and community colleges. Your first community college is your first 2 years would be free for anybody, you know, to go to community college. Your state colleges, you, up to 4 years, or your second 4 years, excuse me, I'm breaking it up. 2 years of community college, 4 years is usually for your associates or your bachelors, will be at a discounted price. Now, if you wanted to go to Harvard or Princeton or all these high paid ones, that's on you. You're going to pay out your money. And the same applies for if you've already attended those places and you're still asking for forgiveness. We'll still give you the 10, but we didn't tell you to go to Princeton where it's $10,000 a month, you know. So he was like, no, I will not do that. So I think that made a lot of sense, and it's a good initiative. Again, kind of like the reparations. It's in talk, and hopefully it will be put into motion, and, you know, it'll be a step towards furthering higher education at you know, at the cost of the government, instead of everybody going into financial debt trying to go to school. So hopefully that, you know, little Ozzy and little Ripper be able to, you know, finish college and it don't break the bank.
Just in. I'm looking at Tennis World.
Serena.
She's done, she says.
Done what?
With tennis. She's done.
No.
She said that she did that in the little press meeting and walked off crying because the black girl beat her again.
Oh, she did?
Yeah, in the semifinals. Oh, she whipped her bad in the semifinals.
Ooh.
Like 6-3, 6-4. She beat her bad and quick. And I'm just looking at the thing here. She said in tears, leaving the thing. And now they want me to agree a bunch of more stuff before I can read it. What the fuck? Oh, this is data mining and shit. Yeah, so I'm just going to free room. But the part I did was able to see, I'm not agreeing to all that, she basically was walked off the podium crying and had a picture of her walking off crying. And I guess because of the old girl, that's her second time beating her.
Yeah. And what is she? Is the black girl, is she French? She's not American, is she?
No, she's not. She's Japanese.
Japanese, okay. Mm. Mm. Okay.
Yeah, she's a black Japanese.
Yeah.
I'm probably going to say this wrong, but Sanaka. Sanaka.
Sanaka.
Yeah. Cute, beautiful little chick.
Okay. Well, okay. I'll leave that one alone. I hadn't seen her, though. I saw, like, the little, you know, little.
I don't know. The couple of the white dudes were saying Serena's too big and too old.
Yeah, that's what I was gonna say. They had a bunch of articles. I saw a few articles saying she's aged herself. You know, she now that she's done had the child and she's not in shape like she used to. And but the way she was whipping on the little white girl the last, it was like, I don't know. Maybe we spoke too soon.
I don't know. I don't know anything about tennis. Can't even tell you how the shit scoring works on that shit. It seems very confusing. Always was. I remember playing on the Wii. I was like, you know, like, right. That's basically my tennis nodules. And I was right. like, what the hell? How did I get? I just scored once and I notched like 20,
right?
30. Right. Like, what the hell's going on here?
What the hell? Love? Nah, I don't love this shit.
Oh, I love playing on the Wii, but the math was nah, just saying, how because the girl playing on the Wii
is 20.
Yeah, it's not like one or seven. Right. It's like they threw it way up there. Oof. 15, yeah. 30, 45. Then it goes to. You gotta, if you might be about to win, and you could.
You gotta do one up.
Then they scored, and I'm like, what the hell? I don't know what the shit.
Who invented tennis? That's a good question.
I don't know, but as far as my knowledge is somebody with bad math skills because they wanted to make it very easy for themselves.
Somebody who only learned how to count by 15.
Though. Yeah, we is my basic knowledge of tennis.
But, and golf.
So I don't know how true it is if she's gotten too big or whatever, but I know old girl. They did a special on what's her name? Gabby, is it Williams? Gabby, the Olympic, the Olympic.
Oh yeah,
the gymnast.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Gabby did a whole special on her, and she almost didn't. She almost she's still trying because they don't know if it's gonna happen this year, but the Tokyo Olympics. But she was saying that. She had been preparing for it. She still is now, but she wasn't going to compete in Tokyo when the pandemic she was going to compete one more time, and it was going to be her last time. But then the pandemic in like a year. But she's saying that whole year
kind of through, yeah.
And she's just saying her body is changing because usually the gym. I mean, from her, not from me saying it,
right.
But she's saying gymnasts aren't that big, aren't that old.
Right.
She's getting older. She's like the oldest.
Right. Exactly.
And she's saying she's another year. It's like whoa.
Yeah, and she's a black chick. I mean, and I say that in a positive way for us. I mean, our bone structure and our density is totally different. So, like I say, she's probably had a very rigorous. Exercise.
Oh yeah, yeah. She said all the time. She says
she needs to keep. In order to keep
that's the thing. She hasn't. She hasn't. She said the longest that she was doing a parent was the longest, and it was 7 weeks. She had rest from not practicing and not training. They don't say practice; they call it training.
Right.
From not training, and it was like that 7 weeks because everything had to be closed.
Right.
When it was shut down, she couldn't. Mm-hmm. And everything was closed, and she couldn't because of COVID. But that was the longest she said she ever had since being a little girl.
Right. I can imagine.
But yeah, like I think not just for a black person, but for all women, I think they're always younger and like that. And I think gyms when they get old because I think once they start fucking or whatever, their body, you know, women body changes and start paying for childbearing.
Right.
So I think that kind of messes with you. Mm-hmm. You still do gymnastics, but you probably won't be good as the little girl who isn't
flexible,
who's not
and agile, and
not having sex, or her body hasn't started changing, and she's.
I was thinking it'd be the opposite when you're having sex, bitch, folding. Yeah, I'm sorry, I'm talking about myself.
I'm talking about for gymnastics, oh, okay, not sexual bad. Moves.
Yeah,
two different moves.
Bend over, touch toes. Okay, I'm sorry.
Yeah, two different moves.
Two different, but they do that too, don't they?
Okay. Well, kind of like anyway, that reminds you like a Seinfeld episode. It was called The Gymnast, and he was watching some Russian gymnast on TV, and somehow he met somebody knew her, and he introduced to him. And the guy was like, "You don't know who?" He was like, "No, I know who she is." He was like, "She's a Russian gymnast." And his best friend put in the tape, and you see how they didn't show us, we didn't see it, but he was looking, and it was like, "Oh shit!" His eyes were big as hell. He's looking at how she was doing on the beam, horse beam, and all like all flexible and wild out.
Right.
So they wouldn't date her, slept with her. And he was like, "Oh, it was sex was terrible." And he was like, "Well," and then his homegirl was like, "Oh, you can't just stop talking to him now. You gotta keep talking to him for like a couple of weeks. You just don't have sex with her again." He was like, "Yeah." And he was like, "How long?" And he was like, "Yeah, you can't just don't." So he was like, just wearing out for a couple of weeks because the sex was so bad. He thought it was gonna be good because she was so flexible, like you said. She was gonna do all these things on the dick, like, but it didn't transfer over.
Right.
So. He finally went to it, and it got to the end of the episode, and he was getting ready to get, you know, and let her know that this thing's not working out. And she was like, I just want to tell you, I guess he was going to do it the next day or whatever, but she beat him to it. Her day was like, I just want to tell you that it's not working out, But I and the only reason why I kept it going on this long is because my friend told me I had to keep talking to you.
Oh, damn.
And he was like, what are you talking about? He goes, you're not what I thought you were. And he was like, what? Neither are you. And he was like, yeah. He goes, the thing in my country that distinct a person who's like the ultimate personality. He's like the ultimate celebrity. He's like the best in the bed. He's right. Like, he's called the comedian.
Oh,
that's it. And it's like, right. But none of you're good at your jokes and funny, but it didn't apply to your bitch.
It didn't apply to your bitch.
Yeah, it's like the comedian in our country is so sensual and sexual.
Oh, goodness.
So it was funny. They both was thinking.
Well, yeah, the same reason.
Yeah.
Oh, that's crazy. Yeah. I really never got into saying feel like that.
Also written by black writers.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I just never got into it. But, That's all I have on my side. I didn't know if you had another one.
Just about the Serena, man, keep your head up. Good for the black girl. Far as Salt and Pepper, Wendy Williams movie. Finally watched them, didn't you?
Yeah, it is all right.
Oh, he did not watch them. Now we gotta wait another week.
I'm
gonna make you watch it this week.
You're gonna maybe waiting for a long time. But what about?
Everybody, I want to make sure you watch it this week so we can give our crazy comments about it.
Oh, goodness. I got to watch both of them?
A lawyer in Florida, right?
Uh-huh.
He has been disbarred. Take a guess why he got disbarred.
Because he didn't watch the Wendy Williams show? I'm sorry. why?
He was filming himself having sex with the jail inmates, his clients.
What?
Yeah, female clients. And they found out he was putting together a pornographic film.
Wow.
His name was Andrew Spar. He's 58. And I guess he solicited sex from incarcerated women and promised to put money in their... Well, he put money in their books and he allowed them to record, you know... So they knew they were being recorded and everything.
Right, right. So...
Mm-hmm.
Question: legally, you know how like the inmates can't screw with the officers.
Mm-hmm.
Can the lawyers? He was their lawyer, right?
Yeah.
So can the lawyers screw his client?
No, I mean that's what he got disbarred for because it was unethical. I would imagine because he's prostituting his clients. That's not prostitution.
It's prostitution
because he was doing it for a film. That's a porn. That's pornography. Pornography isn't prostitution because it's legal. It's not. I don't think they call that for prostitution.
Okay. So
paying for sex isn't actually the legal part of prostitution. It's the soliciting. What they call it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah. So
the bargaining.
Yeah, the bargaining actual check. Having sex for money isn't.
Oh, okay.
It's the soliciting. That's what they call it, soliciting of sex.
Oh, okay.
Because I'm assuming because then they would have to prove that you actually had sex. They had to start examining people's pussies and body fluids, proving that they had actual copulation has occurred.
Oh, okay.
Instead, it's much easier to prove that you tried to pay a bitch for some pussy.
Right. Okay. All
right. I'm guessing that would.
But is that morally? I'm just going.
No, I'm saying that would be unethical. And that's probably why he was disbarred in Florida. And,
well, I mean, if
my point is, he must have been watching Pornhub and didn't realize that those. Because there's other crazy sex, you know, sex scenes like that. He must have realized those are fake jail scenes.
That's what I was going to say. Yeah. It's like, they already have that genre.
Yeah, on Pornhub, yeah.
Prison bitches.
Prison bitches. Dirty prison bitches.
Yeah. You know,
lockdown heifers.
Yeah, what do they call it? Cops in cuffs. Yeah. Where, you know,
cops and dildos.
Yeah. Like the jail, like, why are they fucking them in the jail and the bars are shaking.
Yeah.
Iron bars shouldn't shake when they
fell through the bar.
cut.
Her ass is stuck between the bars. She was twerking the bar now. Maybe you're trying to do some shit like bum fights. Remember bum fights?
Uh-uh.
Remember way back in the day, you're talking about early 2000s? When that white dude made all that money, he made $1 million of that shit. He paid bums and had them fight. Yeah, it was like Bumper. They had like 7 or 8 of them series.
Nah, I don't remember that.
He did get arrested and sued, but he bum did fights. Make millions. Wow. Okay. He was paying like crackhead bums and shit, like in L.A., different parts. Give them Miami, different parts. Give them. Nah. And that man just had two bums, dirty bums, fight each other.
Nah, I don't remember that. Huh? I can see that as a thing.
Yeah.
Well, if you have any, let me stop. I ain't gonna go there. You have any comment suggestions? And
this is back in the VCR days. VCR days. He sold a lot of them, so he made millions.
I'm quite sure he did. Hit us up, Media Cartel at MediaCartelMixShow@gmail.com, or on any of the platforms, Media Cartel across the board, whether it's IG, Facebook, YouTube. Subscribe, like, and you too will get the content as soon as it hits. But in the meantime, between time, no more bum fights, no soliciting the prisoners to put money on their banks, and try not to be the next person to screw Laura Hardy.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I ain't go there. I mean, she's a beautiful young lady. I just hope she gets her.
He at least shouldn't have put that damn Valentine's Day. He allowed her to put the Valentine's Day footage of the aquarium and talking about showing her some turtles from a turtle. You want to see a turtle this season? Oh, God. Like, oh, bro. Don't do it.
It down. Yeah, I thought you was Mandalorian or whatever your character, man. You're supposed to
be it's not good. It's going to make me look bad when he goes back to playing the Rocky again. I'm like, cause it's bad.
Like Rocky, you know, his marshmallow
niggas,
guy.
Cause you know his niggas laughing like the old Diddy or the other niggas. Future them niggas then, like
Diddy.
Like you did that, bro. I was getting hit in the Maybach. Like and this nigga out here buying roses.
Nigga, I'm me and my son renting. Okay, let me stop. Let me.
We've all been that movie. Like been had that moment. Like we walking through the store or whatever. And then you see an old chick that you done dog shit the fuck out of you.
I don't know what you're talking about. I've dogged none of my chicks.
You're older than me, man. I ain't dog shit. Like, fuck, I mean, just straight. I'm talking about how you treated her personally.
Okay,
I'm talking about someone like slayed her in the bedroom. Right. Just like,
Gotcha.
And then you see her like, arm hand
booed up.
With a dude kiss him in the mouth. I'm like, bro.
If you knew what I knew.
Yeah, like Aaliyah. Yeah. Okay. If you only knew. Yeah,
exactly.
That's what that song was wrote about. that's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, exactly.
Aaliyah.
Gotcha.
Yeah, he got Future playing that right now when he's seen that shit.
Exactly. But if y'all have any comments, suggestions, like I say, leave it in the comment box and we'll get back with you. But in the meantime, between time, until next time, Ozzy Oz, Mr. Ripper. We out this biatch.